Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the SGP and Fantasy Football Podcast. They're giving away an autographed DeAndre Swift jersey and a merch store gift card. Get all the details by following them on Twitter at SGP and Fantasy. We're also brought to you by the MLB Gambling Podcast. They're giving away an MLB jersey as part of their wild card playoff contest exclusively in the SGPN app.
Hey, everybody. If you play fantasy football, especially in auction leagues...
and or you're a whiskey fan.
Yes, exactly. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast fantasy football channel show, Old Fashioned Football.
Coming to you every Tuesday morning, give us a listen. We'll bring you the latest fantasy football data, including...
the injury report.
Studs and duds.
Waiver wire targets.
And suggested fab.
Market movers. After all, we are the Marks.
He is my hubby.
And she's J Mark's wifey.
And we're bringing all this to you while drinking an Old Fashioned and giving you our honest review of a different whiskey every week.
All that and more. Hop on over, give us a listen. Come for the football, stay for the whiskey.
This ad's almost done.
Going once, going twice.
Sold.
Welcome to a longer, wider field.
There's Chad Johnson, he's got it! And Ocho Cinco has touched down in Canada.
Welcome to the Waggle.
I think Nick Dembski just got tipped. Hey, thank you, man. He just got a tip from a fan.
That's incentive to go back in the end zone, isn't it?
Welcome to the Rouge.
Down the sideline goes Ellingson. He's going to score. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Welcome to Three Down Football. Welcome to the CFL Gambling Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and CFL Jim.
It is the CFL Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, but he is Justin Mark today. I had to rearrange some schedules, so unfortunately, I have to record during the day, and me and Jim usually record at night, but Justin Mark is going to step in for him. I still am Rod Villagomez, and of course, we are still breaking down CFL action, but Justin, buddy, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, I love the NFL, but it doesn't get much better than the Waggle and the Rouge. I mean, come on. This is CFL. I jumped into it kind of preseason this year and have loved every bit of it. It was as good as advertised. Well, actually, it's not advertised as much, is it? Needs to be advertised more because it's fun to watch. So thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And hey, it is Thanksgiving weekend for our friends over there in Canada. So as such, the schedule is a little wonky, more wonky than it usually is. It's Friday, it's Saturday, and then it's Monday. So you guys get to enjoy some Thanksgiving football on Monday in the CFL. And you're right, this week was kind of as fun as advertised, or last weekend was rather, in the CFL, and it was pretty wacky and crazy and a lot of stuff going down that I don't know that anybody would have predicted, which leads us right into this weekend of Thanksgiving Day, or Thanksgiving weekend football, as it were. Four games still on the slate. It starts on Friday night, and as we always do, me and Jim, but this time me and Justin, will break down each game of the slate, give you the lines, and tell you our picks for these lines. But again, as we get closer now to playoff football, it is going to get intense, especially in the East. All of the West teams have basically locked themselves into, well, all of the West teams that can lock themselves into a playoff spot have locked themselves into a playoff spot. And now we are just waiting on the East to figure themselves out. But Jim, I'm telling, or Justin, woo, I did it, one. There's the count, one.
Yep, one.
Justin, I'm telling you right now, the East, it seemed like a big toss-up for a while, but I think things are starting to shake out a little bit more now. I feel bad for my Ottawa Red Blacks, but what are your thoughts on the East as we jump into the slate?
It's kind of been a mess all year, it seems like. It seems like any given week, I thought, oh, these guys are going to get it. You can just tell. Oh, no, now these guys are going to get it. It's just a mess to kind of figure out. So, but that makes for a great last 4 weeks of football for us, because there are a lot of teams still trying to push and make sure they can squeeze into the playoffs. So that makes for good football for us.
Yeah, it really does. And I'm looking forward to the stretch, because obviously we know that playoff football sort of ramps up the intensity in the CFL especially. So still lots to be decided, and it starts on Friday night. Justin, we'll just go ahead and jump right in and talk about the Saskatchewan Rough Riders going to the Hamilton Tiger Cats in the Hammer. In this one, it's funny, because earlier in the season, you probably could have made a case for Saskatchewan to be favorites in this one, but instead, they come in as about 1.5 or 2.5, depending on where you find it, point underdogs to the Hamilton Tiger Cats, which is insane to me, because the Riders are now on a 3-game losing streak heading into this one. Hamilton losers of 3 of their last 4. So yeah, I mean, this is how wacky this season has been. The Riders just imploding on themselves. Now, granted, in 3 of the last 4 games, the Riders have played the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, so I don't know that you can hold that too much against them. But then you look in, and Hamilton's beat the Blue Bombers in their only win in 3. So topsy-turvy stuff there. We'll start with the spread. What do you think in Hamilton at home, 1.5 favorites? What do you make of this line?
So I promise I didn't email you my notes, right? Because you basically said exactly what I had. The 4-game losing streak, 3 of the last 4 against Winnipeg, but you know who beat Winnipeg in the only game? They weren't playing the Rough Riders, it seems like. Hamilton. Also a little side note, I don't know if you saw it. It probably won't affect this game because I doubt he plays, but Rough Riders have had injuries at running back, and they signed a guy that you and I are both pretty familiar with, BJ Emmons from the USFL, last seen playing for the Bandits. So I hope, probably not this week, but I hope next week he can get involved, get some touches, and you know, make some noise, because he definitely was somebody we thought would be better in the USFL. I think with Hamilton coming off the rest, Rough Riders injuries that they continue to go through, I like them to win this one at home. You know, they're averaging 371 yards a game, Rough Riders 342.3. And I just personally, I think that Hamilton has the better defense, and I think that's going to be the difference here. So I like the Ticats.
Jim always points out that you never know which Saskatchewan or which Cody Fajardo you're going to get for Saskatchewan. and honestly, this was one of those instances where this was not the good Cody Fajardo that we got against the Bombers. And honestly, the Bombers didn't even have to be the best team in this. They just had to be slightly better. As I say, they lost 31-13 against the Bombers last week, and it just wasn't even close. Whereas Hamilton, 23-16. I really honestly thought that they would stand a better chance against the Owls in this game, but unfortunately they did not. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be a closer contest than it probably would have been earlier in the season. 6-9, Saskatchewan, 4-10, so not too far off are the Ticats, although the last time they did meet was June 11th, and it was the Riders coming out with a 30-13 win against them. So, yeah, I mean, so now the money line here is at -135. I would probably take a bite of that one as well for Hamilton, because it doesn't seem like it's juiced all that much.
Yeah, agreed. I think it's got good value. Do both of these teams, I can't remember, do both of them have a shot at the playoffs?
Hamilton still got an outside shot. I mean, pretty much everybody in the East has an outside shot. And really, Saskatchewan's looking at like a crossover situation if they can outlast anybody else. So It's, I mean, all everybody's in playoff contention for the most part, except for maybe the Elks. But yeah, I mean, everybody else is sort of fighting for one thing or another. And yeah.
Yeah. I thought I'd read that 0-1 teams have been statistically eliminated. The rest are all eligible. So, I mean, you can't really make an argument for either team because of that, since they're both eligible for the playoffs. But I like the home field advantage here. And just that Hamilton offense, it's better than you would think. I mean, you kind of look at their lineup and you don't think it's going to be great, but they've put up some good games. And I think that continues here. I think the Rough Riders are spiraling. I kind of thought Mason Fine would be better than Cody Fajardo, be a little more consistent, but when we've seen him, he has not been at all. I like Hamilton. I think they win this one outright. I think they cover the spread, but I do like getting that little extra, you know, paying the little extra juice just to make sure you don't end up with a push.
Yeah, no, and honestly, you're right. Saskatchewan is but Dane Evans, it's like a tale of two guys too. Like, you get Dane Evans who can cook you for, you know, 300-400 yards, and then you get Dane Evans that can barely hit the broadside of a barn. So, like, I don't know. And Tim White's great. Like, yeah, you're right. This roster and the defense is fantastic as well. So, who knows? All right. I like you, like the money line here. I like the spread. Over under set at 49.5 or 49, depending on where you can find it. It's kind of been a mixed bag for Saskatchewan the last couple of games before this Blue Bomber game. They did hit the over. Hamilton actually had a good stretch of four games where they hit the over and then kind of fell into two out of the last three where they haven't hit the over. So like I said, it's that tale of two offenses for Hamilton. Which one are we going to see? And can either one of these guys make this like a 26-24 game?
Yeah, spoiler alert, I liked a lot of the unders for some reason when I was looking at the lines today, this morning. But same with this. I'm going to stick with the under. I think the Hamilton's defense is going to hold up well. I think their offense will be good enough to win the game. But I'm not looking for a shootout in this one. So I like the under in this. How about you?
Yeah, well, 13-30 was the last time they met. So it was only 43 points. That was obviously six and a half shy of this total. So I kind of like the under in this one too, only because I know that, especially in the last couple of games, right? I mean, neither one of these teams have breached the 20 point mark. And that means that doesn't necessarily bode well for either one of these teams. Granted, their defense allowed, Saskatchewan allowed 31 points, Hamilton 23. So, I mean, it's going to be a case of the immovable force and the unstoppable, or whatever that metaphor is, that's what it's right. Going to be in this game, right?
Agreed.
I've been told lately that I'm just I'm sloppy with stats, so I won't I won't try metaphors this time either. But yeah, anyways, like I said, this one's going to be under for me. This is going to be a sloggy game. Defense is going to win the day, especially with Hamilton. So I don't see the Riders really even holding up their part of this. So yeah, that'll do it for that game. What a way to start the week. let's move on to something that might actually be a little bit better, and it is the BC Lions 9-4-1 taking on the Toronto Argonauts in the six. Toronto, man, they're running away with the East. They basically own the East. They are 8-6, which normally you wouldn't say an 8-6 team rules a division, but this is the East in the CFL. They definitely own this division. They are definitely locked into a playoff spot themselves. So they're just really basically waiting for everybody else to figure it out. Montreal 7-7 behind them. Hamilton 4-10 behind them. And then, of course, the lowly Ottawa Redblacks 3-11. But like I said, for Toronto, they are definitely assured a postseason spot. They come into this game, Justin, God bless it. I got to click on links. They come into this game, the Toronto Argonauts do, 1.5 favorites over the BC Lions, which again, if you would have said earlier this season that Toronto would have been favorites over BC, you would have been laughed off the face of the earth, but obviously BC not the same team without Nathan Rourke. And now we're talking about McLeod Bethel-Thompson and the Toronto Argonauts coming in to beat the BC Lions. And I want to know what you think about that.
Yeah, so... interestingly enough, it seems like every other week the CFL teams play each other, and it's like, oh, they just played these guys 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. These guys haven't played since week three on June 25th. So it's been a while since they've seen each other, and obviously BC, a different team without Rourke there. They've been a yo-yo since then, but Toronto has been a bit of a yo-yo as well. Vernon Adams has been all right for BC. He's done okay. Not great by any means, but he hasn't been terrible. I kind of liked Pipkin there. I thought he deserved a little bit more time, but, you know, they decided to get Adams. It's going to be interesting to me if Rourke can make it back for the playoffs. I know they haven't officially ruled him out. And Toronto's facing injuries as well. They've started at running back, and so now they're relying on A.J. Alouette, who's looked good. McLeod Bethel-Thompson, he's another guy that sometimes he shows up, sometimes he doesn't. But I think BC is the better coach team. I think they have the better roster overall. And James Butler is one of the best running backs in the league, in my opinion. So I think they lean on him. They get the job done here, and they cover and win against Toronto.
Ooh, you are predicting a nice little upset here for BC. I almost feel like I lean the other way around. And really, this all deals with the fact that, yes, Toronto's at home. But look, Toronto just barely had – they got embarrassed last week. That point blank, they got embarrassed against the Stamps. I mean, they had a four-game win streak just utterly destroyed by losing to Calgary 29-2. Now, granted, it was in Calgary, so they were the road team in this one. But I don't know that Toronto is going to stand for that, really. I mean, I think they're going to come out against this BC Lions team and try to prove that their 8-6 record, one, is not a fluke, and two, just the fact that they had played so many games against Eastern opponents leading up until Calgary, that they can still hold their own against a West Division opponent, because truth be told, they're going to have to probably end up playing one in the playoffs at some point. And it might even be this BC Lions team, depending on how things shake out. So I think they want to stand their ground and basically assert some dominance here. So I like Toronto in this to win, because, like I said, I think they've got probably they got more to play for. BC knows they're going to go to the playoffs for sure. They know where they stand, basically. The only thing they're jockeying for now is just basically position, right? I mean, they're already locked into the postseason with their 10 wins, and they're definitely going. So now they just got to figure out if they're going to where they're going to be with Calgary and with Winnipeg. I mean, Winnipeg's basically ran away with everything. They still have time to catch them if they want, but you know, that's what I'm saying. So Toronto right now basically has to play out and try to establish dominance so that they can make a run deep into it. So BC won against Ottawa last week, but I feel bad for Ottawa. I really do. The home team there just not doing well for them whatsoever. But I like Toronto to come in and hold their serve at home.
Nice. I like it. Another interesting thing, if they don't think Rourke will make it back, they're going to keep pushing Adams to get him just more and more comfortable. I know he's been there several weeks now, but just keep pushing him to get more and more comfortable. And I think we'll see that on the field, hopefully turn into success for them. But, you know, I came in, I was a fan of Rourke, and the way he just started lighting up in the first couple of weeks, that made me a BC fan almost. Even though I'll admit I was going for the Ticats all year, but definitely it's hard to not root for the Lions with how Rourke had played. So I'd love to see him back. But yeah, this is going to be a good one. I agree with you. Toronto should be pissed that they only scored 2 points. Like that's when you can only get two, you know that you failed as a football team, and it's really on the whole team, the coaches, everything to correct that.
It is, and I think they will. Money line on this one, you'll get about plus 100 for BC. About minus 120 is really the average here for Toronto. So, obviously, you'd probably take the money line for BC if you feel like they're going to win, right?
For sure.
Yep, and I'll definitely go ahead and take the dip on minus 120 for the Argos there. That's not necessarily out of my price range. Over under on this one, 48.5. Justin, that one seems low, but tell you what, man, you count back. since Rourke has left, the over has hit for BC only once. That once against the Ottawa Redblacks, 34-19, where the over-under was 46.5 there. But in the four games preceding that, they did not touch a 46 at all. And in fact, for the Argos, only one of their last four have they touched an over. So you said you like the unders. Is this another one?
This is another one. I like the under. I do. If with everything you pointed out there, and I just think the defenses are going to play well. BC is going to rely on Butler, which is going to kind of run that clock and drain it. So yeah, I definitely like the game to go under here.
Ouellette has been such a fantastic revelation for the Argos. He runs so hard, and I just wish that he would have gotten more shots last game. Obviously, game script determined that couldn't happen, but you know, he does look like such a fantastic runner, and he's not Andrew Harris, obviously, but I don't think anybody expects him to be. I just think that he's fantastic and should get more run. And you're right. If both teams run the ball a little bit more, that obviously leads to a lower scoring game. So definitely like the under in this one as well.
Yeah, and you and Jim talked about this kind of, I think it was in preseason, about how don't discard AJ Ouellette, even though Andrew Harris is a starter. He's still a very talented player, and I think he's showing that as he's had to come in and kind of carry this team. He showed that he is still a very talented player. Like you said, not exactly Andrew Harris's level, but Harris just runs with so much heart. I loved watching that guy play. It was a bummer that he got hurt, but yeah, you guys were spot on there with calling out Ouellette's talent. So yeah, he's been fun to watch too.
Yep. I mean, again, there's always good folks lurking back in the weeds to take over. All right, two games down, two games to go. Justin, when we come back from the break, we'll break down the second half of the slate. But before we do, you thinking of joining WinBet? Now's the perfect time, because new customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, the WinBet Casino is always open. It's 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And if you're looking to join the WinBet Biggest Winners Club, whoever gets the biggest parlay on WinBet odds-wise gets a $1,000 free bet. Last week, someone turned $6 into $4,000. Plus, they got a free $1,000 bet. WinBet is truly hashtag DGens only. So much to choose from. All you got to do, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WINNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions, winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices. Never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, no contract, no commitment. You can cancel at any time. Right now, try Fubo TV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. Do you ever wish that before every NFL game you could get up-to-date and accurate information before placing your bets or locking in your fantasy lineup? Well, now you can with the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. So whether you're part of a fantasy tournament placing bets or just a huge sports fan and stats nerd, Elias Game Plan has everything you need. The Elias Game Plan app is a sports app from the most trusted names in sports stats. That's the Elias Sports Bureau, the official statisticians of U.S. Pro Sports League since 1913. You see and hear their trusted facts all the time from ESPN, your local radio broadcast, and television broadcast. But now, you can have all the stats, facts, and team and player updates in the palm of your hand, all backed by the renowned research team. We toss out a lot of stats here at the SGPN, and we need you to understand that all of our takes are backed by cold, hard stats and not just our intuition, and the Elias Game Plan app goes a long way in doing that. And their new chat function, you can actually talk to them directly and receive the information you need to back your big decisions or betting on fantasy leagues. Plus, their newly added weekly survivor pool analysis keeps you in the game. So take this NFL season to the next level. Download the Elias Game Plan app today. Choose from three game plans when you subscribe, weekly, monthly, or annual. But I can get you 25% off your first month when you choose the monthly subscription. Just use our promo code SGPN25. Find the Elias Game Plan sports betting in the App Store or Play Store. Use our promo code SGPN. That's SGPN25. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play Pick'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250,000 plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills against the house and 20 times your entry if you hit all your picks. Bet on up to 5-player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. And you won't want to miss out on this. Sign up now with promo code SGPN at NoHouseAdvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. CFL action continues on Saturday with the Saturday evening game between the Edmonton Elks and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Well, at least for the Elks, they can probably say that they're not at home, and that would probably be the best thing Edmonton can take away from it. just a devastating loss last week for the Elks, where, I mean, look, Cornelius got picked off pick six against the Riders. Against the Owls. It was just, man, it was a heartbreaker. 25-18, they lost, again, on the strength of that pick six. But they come into this one, Justin. We've seen this story before. We really have, where the Edmonton Elks come in as double-digit dogs. Not very often, but it's happened a few times this season. But Edmonton comes in 13.5-point underdogs to the Bombers. Bombers are on a roll, so, I mean, this line makes sense, but is it too much?
Yeah, so when this season started, Winnipeg won two very close games against your Ottawa Redblacks, and I thought two things. I thought either Winnipeg's not going to be as good as everybody expected them to be, or Ottawa was going to be better. Neither one of those happened. If Winnipeg is as good as expected, and sorry, but Ottawa was not all that good and has not. 13.5 points is a lot, but last time they played, the Bombers won 24-10, covering 14 points. So if it was at 14, I think I would be leaning the other way. They give us that extra half a point. I like it, and I'm going to take it. I mean, this is a well-oiled machine that just keeps winning. So, yeah, give me the Bombers to cover.
It's a Bombers team that has won their last three games by way more than this. I mean, they won 31-13 against the Riders last week. They won 54-20 against the Riders 2 weeks before. And they did end up losing to Hamilton, actually by 17 points in between that. But, I mean, they've definitely put away their opponents in pretty short order. So, and again, this Elks team, they have managed to cover spreads of over double digits in their time. They covered an 11.5 spread against the Calgary Stampeders. But, you know, look, this is a crazy, crazy Elks team, because then they ended up losing 56-28 against the Stamps a couple of weeks ago. So I'm not sure which Edmonton Elks team is going to show up. And they're 4-11 right now, and they're hurting pretty bad. So they're searching for a lot of answers. They've got pieces. They've got fantastic pieces. They've got Darrell Walker. Taylor Cornelius is still a pretty serviceable quarterback. They've got the new running back, Brown. I mean, you know, they've got dudes, as Jim likes to say. They've got dudes. but unfortunately, those dudes are not able to put it all together. So, I mean, obviously, yes, the spread. I will take the Bombers and the points, because you kind of have to at this point.
Yeah, agreed. Like I said, if it was at 14.5, I might lean the other way, but I think they win by 14. I would put it right on 14. But this Bombers team, it can get out of hand with them. So I could easily see it being a lot more than 14.
And yeah, for as much as the Elks have dudes, the Bombers, just literally, that's all they have is dudes. Like, they're 13-2 for a reason. I mean, a lot of folks were wondering whether or not they would be able to make a stand as Grey Cup champions again this season. I think they're definitely answering that question, because it doesn't matter how far they go down, they continue to just beat up on people. Like, it's literally hard for them to stay down. They lost to two East teams, surprisingly enough. That's the only time that they've lost is to two East teams, and they have yet to lose to a Western Division opponent. And of course, who are the Elks? Western Division opponents. So definitely tough to call this one. But Justin, this money line It's minus 700 in some places, minus 600 if you can find it that low, but there's no way I'm touching this one.
No, not at all. And I don't think Edmonton has the team to beat them to take the dog money there. So, yeah, definitely would stay away from the money line across the board.
It's so enticing, though, to maybe like a plus 500 if you can find it, just to, I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to take the bait. That's actually a trap, right?
Right. Yeah, agreed.
Books are dangling carrots in front of us, and we're just trying to not chomp at it. But over-under on this one is about 50.5. I mean, we know that the Bombers could probably cover that themselves if they wanted to. But the last couple of times that these teams have played, they have not reached the over. In fact, you mentioned it. The Bombers beat the Elks back in July, 24-10. Definitely did not hit the over. But the last two out of the last three games for both of these teams have hit the over. So it's a curious thing as to whether or not we think they're going to reach 51 points.
Yeah, I'm taking the under again. I don't think Edmonton scores enough to keep up and to push it to that over. So I'm going to take the under for the last time, spoiler alert, this week.
Feel so bad for the overs. And again, to be honest with you, a lot of these games have just been, you know, so tightly contested. Like, I feel like blowouts are happening, yes, but by and large, most of them are tussles and have come down to the unders, and we don't see a whole lot of overs in the last few weeks. So I think this is a safe bet.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. Let's turn our attention to Thanksgiving. I don't know how much thanks the Ottawa Red Blacks will be given. Now they're without Paul LaPolice, their former head coach. Jim had asked me earlier in the week what I thought about that as far as, you know, Paul LaPolice no longer being the Ottawa Red Blacks head coach. And the writing was on the wall. There wasn't too much more that Red Blacks fans were going to stand. I mean, look, we had Rick Campbell, took us to three Grey Cups, won one of those, and, you know, still, he was ousted because of the fact that we couldn't necessarily cross the 500 mark. Now here it is, Paul LaPolice was supposed to be the most offensive-minded coach in the entire league. Turns around and our offense is not as dynamic as what everybody thought. Can't win a game at home. So obviously it was time to go. Well, now they'll take on the Montreal Alouettes in the Thanksgiving Day game in Montreal, mind you. So at least the Red Blacks stand a chance of winning. But they come in as 6.5-7 point dogs, depending on where you're at. Obviously Montreal, the home favorite there. So Justin, what's your take on this spread?
So we know Ottawa doesn't win a lot of games. Sorry again. But what they do well is cover on the road. They're 5-2 covering on the road. And, you know, the last time these two played each other, Ottawa did win the game 38-24. So while this is a decent spread, I like Ottawa to cover since they're on the road. If this was at home, I would not pick them to cover because they're 0-7 covering at home. They cannot play well at home. It is one of the craziest things I've seen. You're supposed to be better at home, but this team just travels well for some reason. So, I mean, does Montreal want revenge for their last loss to Ottawa? Probably. It's their only loss they've had in the last four games, but I like this Red Blacks team to stay feisty. I like them to get up for this game. I'm not saying I like them to necessarily win, but I like them to play it close and cover the 7 points.
I like them to cover the 7 points as well. I mean, cover the 6.5, even if that's really what you find it at. But look, I'm going to go ahead and pick the upset here. This is Montreal. This is the rival of two East teams. You're right. They did actually meet back in September, and Ottawa did come away with it. And they pretty much had the best offensive output of the entire season against these Alouettes, where they scored 38 points. Well, the best points output anyways. 38-24, so took them to the limit. Of course, we've seen a much different Ottawa Red Blacks team since then. Three straight losses, but of course, two of those were at home. One of them was against the Lions, which was just definitely a rough game. And yeah, you're right. Montreal has definitely come out firing. They beat BC, they beat Hamilton, they beat Edmonton for three games in a row, have won five out of their last six. So obviously, Trevor Harris has got this team looking right, but there's something to be said about revenge games, and Ottawa loves to stick it to Trevor Harris, and Trevor Harris seems to kind of buckle playing his old team in Ottawa. So I'm definitely going to take the Red Blacks for the upset here. So I'll take them to cover the 6.5, but I also will take the +280 or +230, +245 that I can find on them to win on the money line.
I like it.
So, I mean, but now for you, though, as far as the money line, 280, 295, that's what I'm seeing for the Owls. Too much for you?
Yeah, it is. I don't think I'd touch that. I think for spread bet with the Red Blacks is as far as I would go. I'm not as confident in them upsetting, though I like it. I hope they do. But yeah, I'm going to just stick with the spread there. I'm not going to touch that 280 favorite for Montreal.
All right. Well, how about the over-under? Does that entice you? It's 47.5. That number seems ridiculously low. And to be honest with you, Ottawa has crossed that threshold in the last two games and three out of the last four, whereas Montreal has not. So I don't know if it's more them not living up to expectations or their team, or their opponent not living up to the expectations. But I think I like the over in this one.
I do too. I'm going to play it off of the fact that last time they met, it was 38-24. I think if Ottawa has a chance here, they got to keep scoring. So, yeah, I definitely like this one to go the over, especially because it is only at 47.5. I think they get at least to, let's say, 48. I mean, they can do that, I'm sure. So, yeah, I like the over. This is the only over I like for this weekend. So, yeah, give me the over. Give me Ottawa to cover.
That's actually pretty funny because this team, this two matchups should be the one that you want to take the under on. But I think right. 47 is such a low number. And you look at what Montreal's done over the last 3 weeks, 31 against BC, 23 against Hamilton, 25 against Edmonton. So, I mean, they can put up half of that by themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I love it. All right, we're going to step away one more time, come back, give some of our favorite bets on the weekend, as we always do. But before we do that, let's talk about coffee. I love coffee. Just finished my cup right now, and I am jazzed and ready to go for the rest of this episode. And the reason that I'm so jazzed is because Trade Coffee gives me the coffee that I love, and they give it to me as often as I want it. And Trade Coffee has the folks that taste all of that coffee for me so that they know exactly what I'm drinking before I even drink it. It's such a great coffee subscription service. You probably have never tried a coffee subscription service in your life. Now is the time to do it with Trade Coffee. Go take their quiz at drinktrade.com and you can figure out what coffee works for you, because look, you may not need the super caffeinated type of coffee that I need. Maybe you just want a nice mellow caffeine high to ride through the day, and you don't need a jolt of rocket fuel like I do. But Trade's going to do that for you if you take their quiz, and they're going to give you something that you absolutely love, because Trade has whatever you want. You can shop their most popular coffees by roast or by flavor profile, or you could take their coffee quiz and get expertly matched coffee that you love. Trade's the easiest way to get your very best tasting coffee delivered fresh when you need it. You got nothing to lose. Trade guarantees you're going to love your first bag. If not, they'll work with you to replace it for free. So if you want to support small businesses and brew the best cup of coffee you've ever made at home, it's time to try Trade Coffee right now. Trade's offering our listeners a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping at drinktrade.com/SGP. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off your subscription to the best coffees in the country. Reading off a ton of numbers to you, a ton of odds, a ton of stats, a ton of everything that you need to make your bets for the CFL weekend. Where am I finding all of these? Well, I'm finding them all at oddstrader.com. You can shop and compare odds across all the major sports books. Plus, you can compare different signup codes and promotions from Sportsbook to get the best deal. You get player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather. It's going to make you the single most informed bettor in the entire world. Plus, you get a bet tracker so you can keep records of all your games and betting activity. All of that stuff and more can be found on oddstrader.com/bluewire, oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all of your game day bets. All right, Justin, we've reached the part of the show where we hit folks with our favorite bets on the weekend. So I will yield the floor to you to give us one of your favorite bets on the entire weekend.
Well, in CFL gym fashion, I wanted to do like a first half or something like that. But man, these books are slow at getting some of these lines out. So I had to get a little creative here, but I'm going to go with your team, the Ottawa Red Blacks +7, parlayed with the team that I chose at the beginning of the season, mainly because of their colors are very close to the Iowa Hawkeyes, the Hamilton Tiger Cats, to win by one. And that parlay gets you plus 264. And I think that's a easy number for both of those teams to hit. So that's definitely one I'm getting down on.
Giving you creative ways to win some money. That's what we always do here on the SGPN. That is why we are the most fastest growing platform out there. Love it. All right. I'm going to keep it simple, and I'm going to give you my Toronto Argonauts on the spread and on the money line as well to win at home. Like I said, BC is one thing, and they've been able to kind of keep the ship afloat even without Nathan Rourke. But look, I mean, the East knows Vernon Adams. Like, and if anybody knows Vernon Adams, it's the Toronto Argonauts. So they're not going to surprise anybody by coming in with Vernon Adams under center. I mean, obviously, we know that Vernon Adams played a long time in the East with the Alouettes and with several other teams in there. So there's nothing that Vernon Adams can do that's going to shock anybody in the East. So I will definitely take Toronto to hold court in the six at BMO for the money line as well, minus 120. And of course, I'll give them to cover that 1.5 point or even 2 point spread at home.
Nice. Like it.
Beautiful stuff. All right, Justin. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this edition of the show. We've got the DFS episode coming out very shortly as well. So lots of great stuff coming up on the pipe in the CFL. You're going to join me for the DFS episode, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Beautiful. I love it. Back to back for Justin here. All right. Well, Justin, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you on social media?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at JMarkFootball.
That's right. He has got tons of stuff. The NFL Gambling Podcast, the old fashioned. You heard his voice. I had to play the little plug there.
Loved it.
Yeah,
for
Justin. just before. Yeah, grab him on the old fashioned on the SGPN Fantasy Football feed. Great stuff with him and his wife. Just love listening to that every single time. All right, find me on Twitter at RJ Villa Gomez. And of course, find us anywhere you can find your favorite podcast and on the SGPN app. We'll come back with the DFS episode very soon. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your three downs. Happy Thanksgiving and let it ride.